right. You know, we'll get to it. But the Agony Sauce song was great. But the Vowel Sounds song was incredible, I thought. You know, it starts off and I'm like, okay, you know, this sounds good. You know, it's nice enough. And the chorus rolls around and it's all sounding really good. But then the second half of that chorus kicks in and it just slams you. And I'm like, holy crap. And the song just grabs me by the lapels and it slaps me a couple of times. And I just love this song. You know, it makes me feel, you know, like every time I listen to it. This song is like on an entirely different level to me. The music is fantastic. The lyrics are touching and gripping. The narrative is perfect, too. So, you know, I voted for this song, and there is nothing wrong with the Agony Sauce song. That is a great song, too, but the Vowel Sounds song, you know, causes emotional reactions in me, and it's a great climactic end to the Ouijiverse narrative. And, you know, this past week, I just go back and listen to this song over and over and over and over again. You know, there was a whole list on the Narine archive where it had the Agony Sauce and the Vowel Sounds and the Mandibles and the Lichen Throat and then the 5 Max Bombast, and I would get to the Vowel Sounds and then it would try to go on to Lichen Throat and I'd just keep on going back to the Vowel Sounds. I just loved the song.
Yeah, me too. I loved it from the opening chimey intro guitar chords. Like, Vaughn is so good at getting those chimey guitar chords to sound so nice when he strums them. It's kind of Beatles-esque, and it's just a really great way to start the song, and it hooks me in every time. I love the way the organ comes in on the chorus. It's just really great storytelling, and I'm really invested in the story, and I thought it was super cool the way the murdered girl comes through on the radio from the Ouija board, and you know, there's some really cool ghostly wailing backing vocals from Owl during this. I love the sax. It's just, it's all so good. But I think what really put this over the top for me is just the completion of the story arc. I definitely respect the hell out of what Agony Sauce did with the cumulative challenges. But, you know, I really, just telling a story in all of the songs and have it sort of be cohesive, that really moved me. And then the way they ended it, I thought was really good. So that's what put it over the edge for me.
Hello.
Hey, Travis. Hey. I think we've got you.
Yeah, I just now checked Slack, so I didn't see it until just now.
All right. Well, welcome. You know, you came in just in time. We just started talking about the Vowel Sound song.
I was really impressed with both of the entries this round, even the Shadows. It was kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked a little bit about how great the Shadows were and how many Shadows there are.
Particularly by one person.
Did not escape our attention.
Yeah.